Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
More important things at hand now, though, with the combine just a couple days away. Our buddy Corey Chavis joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. If you need draft information, check out Corey's website, draftnastymagazine.com. Corey, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. How are you guys doing
this
morning?
What's up, Che?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
I'm enjoying life, man. Enjoying life over here, you know, mastering this whole technology thing and everything, man. You know, I've been, you know, getting caught up in the days, man. Getting caught up in the days.
I heard you talking about you had him situated with the iPhone, so.
Yeah. I know how to put tickets on there. You know, I know how to put tickets in the wallet.
He's a millennial now, basically. Yeah. Like a full-blown millennial.
Yeah.
you can follow, speaking of social media and all that, you can follow Corey on Twitter, at Corey Chavis as well. And Corey, we got a lot of questions about the Falcons right now. I think all Falcons fans do. The last couple seasons haven't gone the way that we've wanted them to, and the draft is going to be really important. It's hard to say for sure what they're going to do in the first round because they tend to trick us every single year, but I think we all agree they need some help on the defensive line. If you're looking at this crop of guys, and you're looking at these guys that are coming into the draft this year, who are some of your favorite edge rushers?
Well, from an edge rusher perspective, I guess you could always start with the top and talk about Young, but you know, obviously he wouldn't probably be available. You know where you're picking at, so. I think some of the other guys that are impressive, and maybe some of these guys are players that may be in the later rounds. I really like A.J. Epinesa from Iowa. Now, he'll be probably a first-round pick. I think he's a guy that's advanced in terms of, you know, hand usage. And, you know, he's pretty much lived up to the hype after being a pretty high recruit coming out of high school. I think he lived up to the billing in Iowa. And he had a very good final performance of his career working against Austin Jackson from USC, and I think he'll be a pretty high draft pick as well. I also think that Curtis Weaver out of Boise State, not necessarily a spectacular fast twitch guy, but he's also a good technician, along with Bradley and Nye out of Utah, Kenny Willekes out of Michigan State. A guy who I think possibly could fit Atlanta, though, is Yetur Gross-Matos out of Penn State. I think he's got quite a bit of upside, and I still think his best football is ahead of him.
And Corey, we for the last however Dan's been here, we've all the Falcons need this. The Falcons need to – they had the historic defensive line draft last year. The Falcons need D-line, have didn't draft anybody. A guy who maybe fall to them, a guy who – kind of reminds me a lot of Vic Beasley, is Chaseon, the kid out of LSU. What about him as a fit for what the Falcons want to do as far as those smaller, fast defensive linemen?
Yeah, you know, I think really probably I actually went to go see him play in the SEC championship game, and I was very impressed with, for a guy that doesn't have a lot of numbers and had the injury back in 2018, Randy, I thought he was very good in terms of being able to bend, the flexibility they use him in coverage. I thought he does a pretty good job of setting up his roll move once he gets the tackle up the field. I really wanted to see how he would hold up in the run game, going against a tackle like Andrew Thomas on the edge, and also Isaiah Wilson, who's 340 pounds. I thought he was at least satisfactory in that game, and really that's probably the big thing you want to see from him, is to be able to do some of those things if you're going to stand him up in a two-point stance off the edge. I think he's a versatile player that you can move around as kind of a chess piece I think he's probably a little bit longer than people may expect. I guess we'll see when you have the measurements at the combine.
Joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, NFL draft analyst Corey Chavis, getting us ready for the combine and also just talking about some of the guys that we've seen mocked to the Falcons in a lot of these mock drafts that are coming out. And Corey, I mean, you've probably seen it too. You mentioned both of their names, both Epenesa and Gross Matos, are names that at number 16 we've seen time and time again connected to the Falcons. You said Gross Matos might be a better fit. What is it about him that you think fits better with the Falcons than maybe Epenesa or some of these other guys?
Well, I think the thing that he does a really good job of is he's what I call a second-phase pass rusher. And Randy probably went against a lot of these guys during his career where they don't necessarily win right away, but they are able to keep you off of them in terms of they have enough length to be able to kind of put you in the mind frame of a Chandler Jones. If the down progresses, in that second phase of the down, they often win. They're slippery. And I think he actually, I've seen him in practice. I've gone to visit them in practice before. And I thought when you watch him on the bags and how heavy his hands are, those things are impressive. And I think he bends pretty well. Now, he does need to play, I think, consistently a little bit more forceful against the run. He can do it because there are very few tight ends who can block him. But I think that he can open up some things in terms of being able to stand up or put his hand in the dirt, and also just as a to kind of give you an idea of like how they viewed him at Penn State, they would put him at the three technique sometimes on third down to rush from the inside as well.
And Corey, the Falcons, they're in a situation where they're going to make some offseason decisions at the running back and tight end position. If they do move on from Devonta Freeman, Austin Hooper, guys like that, there's some guys maybe second, third round running back, tight end that you think can come in and help this team right away?
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, I mean, and from a tight end perspective, one of the guys I've been really has grown on me is the kid Adam Trautman out of Dayton. I think his movement skills are very good. I think he's going to be a very good player. I'm impressed with his run after the catch, and he's also has the size. I think at 6'5", I think he weighs in that 250 pound range, but. I think he does a really good job of being able to sink his hips. He's getting better as a blocker, but I think you're going to draft a guy like him to be able to kind of stretch the field, and I think he runs well enough to do that. In terms of running back, I think you're going to have a lot of options at that position in the draft, maybe beyond second or third round, or maybe the third round area. I think a good fit for the Falcons would be a guy like Joshua Kelly. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. I think that will work really well with Matt Ryan. He's satisfactory in blitz pickup. You go back to his days earlier in his career before he transferred to UCLA, very good kickoff returner. And the fact that he is a guy that has the vision and the patience and then can stick his foot in the ground with some burst, he's a guy that can get to the edge, but he's also a decent inside runner. He kind of carried the UCLA team when they struggled a year or two back. I thought this season it took him a while to really find his groove, but I thought he was the best back at the Senior Bowl.
And Corey, I was gonna ask you anyway. Some of these guys that before the season you know you have a mock draft and all, you had guys that were top five, top 10 players. Now you're seeing them drop, like a Grant Delpit, Andrew Thomas from Georgia. They're dropping on boards. Is there a reason why you see Grant Delpit and guys like that dropping?
Well, I think with Delpit, there's a little bit of a question in terms of some of the tackles. There's been some fly-by misses. I think he's a satisfactory tackler. I think maybe sometimes you've got other names, and I think it's cyclical, the draft process. If he has a great 40, which I think I expect him to have a good workout, and he has a good on-field workout, then his name will move back up. But if you like what you saw from him over the course of his career, I think that the negative would be the angles. I think with Thomas, it's just inconsistency. We talked about the game against Chaisson, but, I mean, let's face it, there's times where he plays a little bit top-heavy. I think he's quick-footed. He doesn't always look the part, even when he does complete his blocks, and I think that's probably why, you know, some teams maybe have soured a little bit. But I feel like, at worst, he's at least a starting right tackle. So probably a little bit of over-analyzation going on with Thomas.
What about Thomas's teammate, Jake Fromm? We hear a lot of different things about him and where he may go. I know Mel Kiper said if he doesn't show great arm talent at the combine or in a workout, he might fall to the fourth or fifth round. Where are you at with Jake Fromm's analysis right now?
Well, I think the combine will do absolutely nothing for me with Jake Fromm because it's not going to show the fact that, you know, he scans the field. He can go to his second, third, and fourth targets. The thing that I wanted to see, and maybe the combine can show this, is more of a transfer to me on the outside, the number throws. I mean, there was too many occasions where he really just played the position a little bit too upright. And you've got some passers, you know, that have had to develop that trait. But, I mean, just think about Marcus Mariota and how that's never really translated for him in terms of involving or connecting the lower body. And that's why he throws so many of the makeable passes and doesn't really attack defense. And so that's kind of what you see. But from an instinctive standpoint, he's light years ahead of where Mariota would have even been coming out of school. And I think about one play this year. It was actually a play that was dropped in the back of the end zone against Notre Dame where he's rolling to his right and he throws a ball 40 yards on a dime to the back of the end zone. And you watch some of the throws in the 2018 SEC Championship game. I think he throws the ball well enough, no doubt.
Hey, Corey, we appreciate it. Great stuff.
Appreciate it, fam.
No doubt, man. I really appreciate y'all having me on, man. And have a great draft. The Falcons ended the season a lot better than they started it, so I expect a better 2020.
We hope the same thing, Corey.
We're gonna do that. Thanks, buddy.
Corey Chavis there, former teammate of Randy's, now doing some draft analysis. DraftNastyMagazine.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.